Shelley, well, why don't we can try out various...
Okay. This is an interview with Carl Pickhart in Sherburn, Massachusetts, in December 4th, 1974. And perhaps we can begin by your saying something about your childhood in the Boston area, any of the more striking memories you have of childhood, anything that might have led you to toward what you eventually did do.
I was born in Westwood, Mass., and my family was there for only a short period of about 4 or 5 years, so that my memories there are very brief and spotty, as the memories of a small child where natural calamities like being stung by a bee or seeing somebody get his hand cut and blood and things like that seem to take on enormous proportions. But after that, my family moved to West Newton, where I was to spend the entire time that I was at home before I married and went away. Over those years, I had the normal schooling of most people in the same area in public school. And then, with a couple of brief intervals, I went to Fessenden School for 1 year. And then, after a year in high school, the Newton High School, which at that time and probably still is one of the very fine high schools, for some reason or other, my father decided that Boston Latin was what I needed. And Boston Latin turned out to be what I needed, because it was the greatest school I ever saw.
Really? Very, very disciplined?
It was a very tough school, but the atmosphere there will always seem to me to have been the most realistic as far as the actual problem of study and understanding went. The discipline was severe. It wasn't a very personal kind of a school, but the teaching was marvelous. The headmaster was, I thought, unique, Patrick Campbell, who was one of the formative figures in my youth to me.
You got to know him?
I got to know him because Patrick Campbell knew everyone. He was a magnificent headmaster. He had an enormous number of students, and he knew every one of them by his first name, or at least it always seemed to me that he did, and he never forgot. Many, many years later, I would see him on the street, and he would know my name immediately. Well, you know what that does to a young person. He never forgets it.
Was your father very keen on your getting a certain kind of education?
Yes, my father was a classicist, probably in a sense a frustrated scholar. He was a very able businessman, but I think that he had many qualities which would have made his life a very rich one as a scholar. So that my life at home was involved in a series of passionate arguments with him, which were very formative and gave me a very challenging childhood.
You mean on scholarly questions?
On scholarly questions, no. Or on almost every matter that you can imagine. He had a passion for debate, and having studied at Harvard and having had his majors of courses of concentration in philosophy under James and Munsterberg and Santayana and men like that, he usually worked me over to the point where I was reduced to probably complete frustration. But I don't mean to imply that he was in any way hard on me in these things. He loved it, and they were exciting and wonderful debates, and they formed a very, very rich and wonderful relationship for me with a wonderful father.
Was your mother pretty much
Mother sat on the sidelines and grinned, but she was pretty sharp herself. However, there were times when things got overheated, and then she would have to step in and produce a little bit of control in the situation, because I would be reduced to such frustration that the old man and I would be